In America, voting in elections is encouraged. It's billed as a civic duty. An organization with millions of members is taking that obligation a step further by requiring its members to vote, or else they could lose their membership and the financial benefits that come along with it. Legal scholars say they've never seen a policy like this. Here's NPR's Frank Langfitt.
The Neighborhood Assistance Corporation of America, known as NACA, is devoted to helping working-class people buy homes and get them very good deals on mortgages. NACA also wants members to be civically engaged. But CEO Bruce Marks says when NACA asks members to vote, sometimes they don't.
What we found is that you can do a lot of canvassing, but still people don't go and vote.
So this year, NACA told its 3.7 million members they had to.
We're not saying that people vote for a particular candidate. We're saying that there's so much at stake in this election that you have to have your voice heard.
Mark says NACA won't kick out members this year if they don't cast a ballot, but it might in future federal elections.
Obviously, this is a work in progress, but we're going to be looking to see whether you voted.
Which NACA can track because it's public record. This new policy raises questions.
I imagine some people might look at this and say, gosh, you're really kind of putting the screws on these people who need an affordable mortgage.
No, because it's really education. We have the opportunities we have today because of people who fought and died in the civil rights movement. You know, by not voting, you're giving other people your vote.
The vast majority of NACA members are working class and people of color. Mark says NACA is going all out this fall.
We are calling the 874,000 NACA members into seven battleground states. So each member is being called directly.
Mark says that includes more than 400,000 members in the key swing state of Georgia. But these three election experts aren't sure the organization's new policy is legal.
I think it's troubling.
I think there could be blowback from that.
I haven't heard of membership organizations threatening to withhold membership before.
That's Rick Hassan, who directs the Safeguarding Democracy Project at the UCLA School of Law. David Becker, who runs the Center for Election Innovation and Research. And Justin Levitt, who served in the Biden White House as Senior Policy Advisor for Democracy and Voting Rights. Levitt says a particular part of the law might apply here.
There's a long-standing portion of the criminal code, been around for almost a century, that criminalizes spending money to prompt someone to vote or to withhold their vote or to vote for a particular candidate.
Of course, NACA isn't paying people to vote, but Levitt notes it could take away something of value, which Hassan says could be a problem. He cites an example from 2008.
Ben and Jerry's want to give free ice cream away to anyone who voted, and that turns out to be illegal in a federal election. So they had to change their promotion after I called it out to provide free ice cream to everyone, just because we don't want to induce people to vote for a material gain.
When I mentioned these concerns to Marks, he defended the policy.
We feel we're, you know, absolutely on firm, you know, legal grounds, just like any other organization, you know, the Elks Club, anything like that. They all have requirements for participation in a voluntary organization. It's all we're doing. Same thing.
Of course, membership in the Elks won't get you a low-cost mortgage. NPR reached out to several NACA members. Warren Gamble said NACA allowed him to buy a home in Atlanta that he otherwise wouldn't have been able to afford. He likes the new policy.
If you want to be part of NACA, you want to get all the benefits of all the hard work that everybody's doing, then, you know, you need to come to the table and do your part.
My name is Sylvia White, who's Black. That's what I always say.
White lives in Arizona. She thinks if NACA enforces its new voting rules, it could alienate some members, especially those who don't like their options at the ballot box.
There may be a candidate that they don't care for either side. If that's the case, you know, why are you trying to make me vote or do something that I don't want to do?
Mark says the response inside NACA has been overwhelmingly positive. As for outside criticism, Mark says that's inevitable when you try to have an impact. He calls it a badge of honor. Frank Langfitt, NPR News, Washington.